It's noon on a hot summer day, and Bob Lewis picks up a large organic radish at the teeming Union Square Green Market in Manhattan. It's one of about 50 green markets he has helped establish in New York City since 1976. He pops the radish in his mouth and grins beatifically.
The magic of it. I mean, truly miracle.
Lewis, who was born in Brooklyn in 1946, grew up with interests almost as diverse as the produce on offer at the dozens of stalls here. He majored in geology in college and later did field work in Kentucky, studying the environmental impact of coal strip mining. He studied the water tables in the New Jersey Pine Barrens and conducted regional and town planning in the Catskill Mountains of New York State. In 1975, Lewis returned to New York to look for a job where his passion for the natural and social sciences and agriculture could be satisfied. Soon he met the veteran city planner and architect, Barry Benepe, famous for what's come to be known as human-centered urban design. Lewis says they shared an intense interest in cities and agriculture and how they fit together.
Which led us to essentially decide to create or recreate what was once a very essential part of New York City and all cities, which is the open marketplace. And that led to the development of Green Market shortly after.
Before the early part of the 20th century, most small-scale farmers in the United States sold their produce directly to consumers at local markets. But that changed with the industrialization of agriculture. Food production became more centralized, and family farmers were forced to sell their produce to wholesalers, who in turn sold it to distributors, who sold it to urban retailers. Lewis says this system meant far less profit for small producers, and by the 1970s, many American family farms were in financial crisis.
The farmers did not have enough economic incentive to continue to produce in the face of the rising costs that they experienced. And the only way to send a signal to those farmers that they could have a future in agriculture was to give them the opportunity to meet the consumer one-on-one, present what they were growing, and see the response.
The response was enormous. Lewis says that because of industrialized farms, which grew produce with an eye toward longer shelf life and ease of transport, rather than for taste and nutrition, many city folk had never known the wonders of freshly harvested, regionally grown fruits and vegetables.
Most urban folks had been completely cut off from information about where their food was coming from. By bringing back the farmers markets to New York City, we were able to expose hundreds of thousands of people to what real food really is. Real food that was grown by people who really care about growing real food, namely the local small farmers in the region surrounding New York City, and ultimately that has kicked off a national movement.
Green markets can also restore neighborhoods. When the Union Square Green Market began in the late 70s, the area was blighted with drug dealers, vandals, and filth. But the market began to draw crowds, which in turn increased real estate values. Today, the district is considered a highly desirable place to live, work, and raise a family.
So what we have is an example of how a bustling marketplace, in this case one that operates 4 days a week, can revive a downtown area that had been thought to be beyond revival.
Lewis, who now works for New York State's Department of Agriculture and Markets, adds that green markets have flourished in small towns, too, where social and economic life on Main Street has been choked off by out-of-town malls, offering predictability but little else. And Lewis fights hard to put programs in place that give all New Yorkers access to fresh, regionally grown food. One project distributes farmers market coupons through federal nutrition programs for low-income women, children, and the elderly.
We feel terrific to see in the South Bronx or in East Harlem a woman with a stroller and a child having a peach with the juice dripping down the child's face who had never, ever eaten fresh food like this before in their life, who had never had a fresh peach, ever, who was primarily eating processed food, who couldn't afford fruits and vegetables, or really did not know how to prepare them, a knowledge that perhaps their grandmother had, but not them.
Lewis is addressing this knowledge gap by helping, for example, to create school gardens where kids grow their own foods and harvest them for use in their own school lunches. he has spearheaded the New Farmer Development Project, which gives immigrant farmers in the New York City region microloans to start their own farms and offers them the use of the Green Market Network. Lewis and his colleagues also advised the United Nations on ways to promote green market strategies abroad in places like Mexico, Kenya, and Haiti, where urbanization is spreading and small farmers and local markets are threatened. It's all in a day's work for Bob Lewis, who says all he's really trying to do is live an ethical life and see to it that the earth his children inherit will afford them a sustainable bounty of wholesome and delicious food. Adam Phillips, VOA News.